Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And tonight is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. We'll be going there in about a half an hour. And if you're new to the program, we go to the Lightship. You're taken up out of time. You're there physically. So this may sound a little sci-fi to a lot of people. This is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago for his healings. So for me, it's nothing new. I've been doing this a long, long time. I was the healer in Jesus 2,000 years ago. And I came back this time around to help people for the ascension process. So here we go. We're going to be doing some entity work, just stay in the program. And I'll just describe how you go up in case you're kind of curious here. It's not the UFO-based, nothing to do with aliens. These are all light beings. And the light beings have not left the Creation Lightship. This is Creation Energy itself. It's not the God plane that people talk about here as far as heaven or hell. This is true Creation Energy. And you have to get a whole different concept in your mind of what this actually is if you're using traditional religions to attempt to understand the process. So what happens is every 2,000 years the Lightship comes and it turns out the whole universe of light that it created. This is the way that darkness can come out and get disattached from the creation of light. And then it gets turned back on again, kind of like musical chairs. And at that point, the universe is rematerialized instantly. And if what was here 2,000 years ago during the shift, including the shift now that is happening shortly here, if the planets choose to stay in the creation at the frequency that they are, and a spirit is able to energize that spiritual blueprint of a planet, then it will be back in the solar system again. If not, it just won't exist. And this is kind of how it works. And you have the choice, just much like Jesus mentioned, to take your body with you to another consciousness. This is the ascension process. So you can leave here and go to a higher state of consciousness. So this is the whole thing. The process is to get into your body more fully with your spirit, to become more heart-centered. And in the process of becoming heart-centered, once you're in your heart, then you want to expand your vibration out, your spirit, and go into every cell of your body so that your body can take on the energy of being a light body. And this is what is needed for the ascension process. If you're unable to do that, and you have too much, I'll use the word baggage, too much stuff, then your spirit leaves anyway, and your body just won't be rematerialized again into another consciousness. So it's not that it's good or bad. It's your choice. And hopefully the people listening will be able to do this event and have what Jesus talked about was everlasting life. And this is the process. You must clean out your body enough, get rid of the density so that you're able to move forward into another frequency, another dimension. And the earth spirit is leaving the earth plane. So the earth will not exist again unless another spirit chooses to re-energize the earth spiritual blueprint. And some people say, well, gee, I've went to many, many lectures and people talk about the earth is going to 4D or 5D. Well, that's just a possibility. The earth spirit that's here now is going to go to eighth-dimensional reality, which means that the blueprint of the earth will be kind of up for grabs if someone wants to take it on, some spirit that's capable of energizing this frequency of the blueprint. Whether or not it's going to be going to any other frequency is, at this moment in time, unknown because the light only works in the now. So once you start realizing that if the light only works in the now, then predictions cannot be true at all because what are you reading? You're reading the mind energy. And the mind energy is the darkness. It's the mind controlling energies, your parallel lives that you have, the planets according to your body. These are all dark side energy. This is why you must go to your heart center for your own guidance. This is what this show is all about, to inform you about this here. And this is your only guidance that you're ever going to get. It won't ever be inside of your head. And so the mind energy that people talk about, which is used quite often now in New Age metaphysics, is the energy which is the controlling aspect, not heart energy, but mind energy. And the mind energy works in judgment and duality, and this is how people do things with the mind or mass minds to control other people. The heart energy never does that. So sometimes when you're listening to people talking, they somehow switch back and forth between heart energy and mind energy, making the assumption that they're both the same, and they're completely different energies. The mind energy that we all use here somehow is formed in judgment. And this is why your body's so dense, because you're living the life of all of your ancestors, and their DNA, the cellular memory in your body, is what you are living. And your body now is desperately trying to release that. And so what happens to you physically here is that since your body's trying to get out of a situation, event, energy that's negative for it, it will bring about to you negative situations so that you can understand that you should not be in that situation and then to release the negative energy. Now, the light ship does healings, much like in the time of Jesus, the same healings we'll say. This is why Jesus basically had a much shorter life than normal. Protectors of him, the God plane energy, the Galactic Federation, and I'll just say, you know, if you haven't watched the movie 10,000 BC, it's an eye-opener for you. And that's how people pray to God energies, and the God energies that people pray to can affect a lot of people. And you start realizing that these false gods that are present around us here, that people are still praying to today, and every church you pray to that, if you go to a church, you always pray outside of yourself, those energies are connected to extraterrestrial energies. And they're all outside of yourself. This is why once you get the basic teachings of what Jesus taught and you start connecting the dots, it's just very, very simple. You don't go outside of yourself. You don't connect yourself to energies outside of yourself by praying to them, because once you connect psychically with your mind to an energy, and at that point it's connected to you, and you're connected to it, and it can control you, just like a remote control, you know, car will say that little kids play with, you know, or airplanes, you know, so that they are able to control your energy field, so that you're unable to be fully conscious with yourself. So it's very, very dangerous. Another thing, I just got a phone call today, and I mentioned the movie The Mist, M-I-S-T. And it's a new release that's out now, and it also talks about opening up, we'll just use the word vortexes, dimensional portals. There's different words for this here. And how in the movie they talked about the government doing this here. And, you know, it has been done, you know, in the past, you know, I think it was 1942 or 43 when they did the Philadelphia experience. So that experience that they did, the experiment was to open up a portal to make a battleship invisible, which they basically did, and it went into another dimension and came back. And that was done back then, and there's people now doing similar things using their mind. People do earth healings this way in mass consciousness, which, again, I'll say is the dark side when you connect to it. Because remember, nothing on the earth plane here, especially the earth spirit, does not need to have your help and assistance. It's going through what it chooses to go through. But when you start interfering and connecting your own energies, and then your own energy is now corded to an extraterrestrial energy that's maybe connected to some dimensional portal, and outside of that into another consciousness, maybe typically of the dark side, then you're causing harm to the earth spirit. And just by connecting yourself to the earth spirit, you're giving it your frequency, which is different than its, and it's also causing it physical harm. And you're giving it actually a psychic attack. So this is why you do not want to get involved with that. And I'm sure that this month coming up, a lot of people in New Age metaphysics look for certain dates. So we're coming up to a special date, which is 8808. So it's all eights, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of people attempting to do portal openings, seeing stargates, vortexes, under the auspice of doing healing for the planet to bring in love energy. Well, that's going to be very, very negative on those days. So just put your protection up, you know, keep with your spirits. Don't connect to anything like this because you may be taken down. This is the way the dark side works with people, so I just thought I'd throw that out to for all of you. So, let me do some entity releasing here. This is one of the processes that we do on this show. This you should be doing yourself to get rid of the entities. Remember, entities can come inside of your head and talk to you. They can give you information, which could also be good to a certain extent. But basically, you want to get your own information in your heart, not inside of your head. So here we go. We're going to take energies away from you now, which are entities, from the bottom of your feet to the top of your head. And here we go. And you may feel things leave you here. And we're moving up now to the center portion of your body. There we go. And we're asking to have a mind control disconnect. We'll do that in a little bit here for everyone. There we go. Okay, going to bring more of you back into your body. So the light ship is finding the different spirit fragments, the little parts of you that left through trauma, fear, anger, judgment is the main thing. I'm going to bring those back to you completely healed so you can be more in your body with your spirit. So on a count to 10 to command the energy back into you. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. We'll do a chakra alignment for everybody. Just do it really fast here because this will be a quick show tonight. So go to your heart, reposition that. Great. Throat chakra good, third eye good, power chakra good, second good, first good. And now we're going to open up your chakras if you wish. Go body width for more healing so you can get more energy flowing into your physical body. So heart chakra, I'll use the word spin to command the energy so it'll open up and allow you to feel maybe a little more fully energized. So here we go, heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. And third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra. Number three, spin, 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 open. Second chakra around the navel, spin, 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 open. First chakra, base of your spine. Spin, 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 open. Great. Now we'll do our mind to heart drop. So here we go. Think of an elevator if you would. The 10th floor is your head. We'll say where your thoughts are, where you think from, and you want to have that mental body. You could call it your awakening consciousness. There's many words for it, your ego self, whatever that is to you. I want to drop that down to your heart center. It must surrender into your heart so you can get your guidance. Otherwise, you're going to be in your head. So this is what heart-centered actually is dropping into your heart. So here we go. Dropping down, just like an elevator going down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, just stay in your heart now. Ask for some guidance. And see you back in a few minutes here. you should be in your heart right now. We're going to do a release here of energies. These are the mind control energies. Most of these are extraterrestrial, and these energies are what is connecting to you to numb out your consciousness. So here we go. We're going to put you like in a little bubble. The light ship is going to do this for you. And here we go. I'll count to 10 and just see if you can feel the difference. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and just sit back and just see if your energy is more self-contained for yourself. Look at things around you. This will eliminate EMF radiation, anything that's electrical, including like the satellites, cell phone towers, etc., will not be coming into your being. Feel pretty good right now. Just had a thing on the fast chat here from Jim talking about the Native Americans, I guess he's saying, talk about always releasing energies, I guess, back to planet Earth. Well, if it's mind energy, I would not do that, okay? Anything that the Earth created here does go back to the Earth automatically. But trying to force a psychic energy to the Earth spirit, which is what you're really doing, is not good, because it's a psychic attack. So, unfortunately, maybe their teachings are false. There's a lot of spiritual teachings that are out there that are not in alignment with the truth. And this is why we have the sad state of affairs on this planet the way it is right now. Everything is in judgment, and once you just, like I said, get back to the premise of going within, talking to your spirit inside of yourself, then you will get your own answers and find out what's right and what's wrong for yourself. But yeah, those teachings of bringing anything to the Earth, like the Earth is waiting to take the psychic energy from people, no, that's not correct at all. It's much like yourself, would you want somebody doing some type of ritual healing on you, witchcraft or something? You know, I don't think you would. You might want to, but I don't think anybody listening would want to have a psychic whammy or having somebody do something against their free will to them. And it's the same thing for the Earth spirit. So, I mentioned about the movie The Mist. It is kind of negative, but what they're showing you is basically this weird-looking physical energy with tentacles on it. With legs that basically eats people. And that's what you can see physically. Well, just think what's coming through here that you can't see. This is why I do releases from people with these extraterrestrial energies that are inside of their body. And how do they get here? Well, somebody opened up a vortex, opened up a dimensional portal. And, you know, they do come in. And remember, we can only see so much physically. What aren't you seeing that's in the unseen that's causing you harm? So, unfortunately, you know, New Age metaphysics and a lot of the new practitioners, the healers, think they have to do this type of stuff. And it's just causing a lot of destructive stuff to humanity as they do these different things. You know, anyway, I won't get into that. It just gets too negative for me, and it's very, very sad. And I guess the sadness is the ignorance of these people. So I won't go any further than that. So here we go. We're going to do another healing here. We're going to bring in, I guess, Mother Mary. So here we go. And just enjoy this wonderful healing energy as it comes through. So here it comes. We'll put some music on so you can enjoy it. And then we'll do some sample healing. So again, request a physical healing. We'll just see what happens if Mother Mary can do that for you. Remember, your healings are between the light beings and you. And your healing will take place according to your belief system of your ancestors, which is why you have a situation now in your life for illness. Remember, your genetic predisposition caused the problem, and if you don't get rid of it, it may not go away. So this is why you must always work on yourself to get rid of the judgment which caused the problem to begin with. We'll do an emotional clearing after this here to help you out. Sample healing now of the emotional clearing that I do for everyone. And again, we'll go back 5 days here. And here we go. So just sit back and relax. This will take away around 80%, maybe a little bit more, of your emotional traumas that you've experienced in the last 5 days. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Look upon a situation that you dealt with and just see if it's discharged from you. For most people, the situations when I do their whole lifetime, looks like somebody else's movie when they look upon it. The energies that they used to be in fear with and anxiety, trauma, etc. are released. And then they're able to move on with their life. And, you know, it helps out a lot of people. And then we have a few people who need a lot more clearing because they have more stuff. Remember, everybody has stuff. But the emotional clearing clears your spirit of traumas, much like your past life review when your body passes over and on and your spirit gets ready for its next forced reincarnation, it has to be cleared off completely of the trauma so that the dark side can get more mileage out of you. So you get cleared off, and then you come back here again, wondering why in the heck you came back, because, you know, you already don't want to be here to begin with. This is what most people talk about when I start having conversations with them. So anyway, that's because, like the song Hotel California by the Eagles, you know, it starts off basically one of the phrases, we're programmed to receive. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. Well, that song is very true of the earth plane here. This is why the ascension time comes every 2,000 years, so that you do have that choice of leaving. Providing you didn't do anything negative in your life and get attracted to the dark side through dark attunements, dark practitioners, and anything else. So, but that's your choice. Remember, you have a conscious choice whether you choose to be in the light or not. And anyway, that's enough of that, I guess. So here we go. Let me read the fast chat here a little bit here. Saint Germain's energy, sure, we'll bring that in here. Here we go. Here comes Saint Germain. This is from the light ship. This is not from the God plane energy. Completely different energy. Remember, the God plane is extraterrestrial energy used to dilute you, take away your power, to pray to. Those were never created by the light ship, and the light ship does not actually even recognize them as a God type of energy, because the God energy that the light ship has is pure source energy, is pure light. And a lot of the beings that are in the God plane here, since they work in duality, if they were to go to the light ship without any type of protection or something, they'd be instantly terminated because of holding darkness. Remember, the light ship only works with light energy. So here we go. Just sit back and relax, and here comes Saint Germain. And it's here now, his energy. You might feel it. Some people's bodies will start to tingle. And again, just to request healing and spiritual guidance. And this whole program is to allow you to connect to your spirit. And your spirit should be asking Saint Germain to come to you. This is how you want the system to work. So whatever energy comes to you, you want your spirit to be at the doorway to say, yeah, this is good or not. The mind will always be intrigued and want to have you experience something. It's like the self-fulfilling prophecy. It always wants more and more and more and more. Thank you. request earlier to bring in the three M's also. So that's the Archangels Michael, Metatron, and Melchizedek. So here they come. And it takes about 15 seconds for them to come into your room. You're going to feel them in your heart center. And they're here now. And again, request guidance. Remember, have your spirit connect to these energies. Don't have your head do it. Because you may ask for these at a future date. And you may be bringing in some Galactic Federation energies from the God plane here. That will not be the same frequency. So have your spirit check out the energy. And if it's not good for you, your spirit will not allow it to come into your being. That's why you want to go into your heart. Your mind will always say yes and do this, and then that could cause you harm. Remember, the dark side mimics the light 99.9%, especially now at the time of ascension. It's Saturday night live on the Lightship. So this part will not work on the archives, only because of our God-planned energy here and extraterrestrial involvement with abductions. So this will only work live, as we're on the call right now on the radio program. You can feel the energies if you want to just stay and listen. If you happen to be listening to the archive, energies will be very peaceful for you, but you will not be going to the light ship. So don't have your mind think you're going there or whatever, because it will not work. This is why Jesus stated in the Bible, you have to go through me to go to the Father. So if you change the word Father to the light ship, this is why, because he had and I had the protocol to do this process. So here we go. If you have any animals or pets you'd like to bring up, some of you like to bring up flowers even, you can do that too now if you wish. And you're going to be going up a white light tunnel. You'll be out of time. And here we go. You still be where you're seated right now, but you might feel a slight change in energies during this process. We're there now, and we're going into the first room on the light ship. And this is pretty standard for my one-hour conference calls. We're going into the hot tub room, and this is where they help us to do detoxifications of our body. There's different colored gels in these hot tubs. We all have our own particular doctor teams that we picked out. I didn't talk about that, but that's what part of the procedures are. You're able to conference with them, find out which teams you want to work with, which light beings, and from there they help you and assist you. Next room we're going into is a room where they're going to help us to release pain out of our body. This could be any type of pain. It could be maybe a sore muscle. It could be a joint pain. It might be arthritis. Just request your healing. And like I said previously, the healings take place according to your basic belief system, which is the belief of your ancestors and what caused the problem. And if you haven't worked on the issues to release the reason why you have something, it's possible that the healings may not work for you, because the earth energy down here has those frequencies here. On the light ship, it's pure light. You are fixed 100% on the light ship. But since you live on the earth plane and the earth spirit put around you these protective energies to keep your body from actually being destroyed by these mental energies, and a lot of those now, we will just talk about the emotional body, which is around you, keeping your physical body from having all the traumas at one time for one experience and actually destroying it. So you must be able to release these densities in order to have a healing take place. This is why some people have miraculous healings and other people don't. We're going into another location. And this is a room where they scan us and do work with us for cancer. So I'm not allowed to see the process of the actual treatments here on this particular room that we're in. But they are scanning us right now, and we're all going into the room where they're going to be working with us for cancer. It could be tumors. If you have anything that you know about, just request it inside of your head. Some people like to put their hands on their body during the lightship healing sessions here, where the location is where they have problems. And we're going into another location. And we're going into the room where they have water for us to drink. So they're first giving us some colored water. This is orange. I'm on the lightship as a doctor, and I bilocate instantly. So I bring back a conscious memory instantly from the experience. So this is what we have right now. This is what I'm able to narrate with our lightship experience. So they're having this drink, this orange fluid. It's like in a little silver container. It's not very large, about the size of maybe a thimble in a sense, maybe a half a teaspoon of energy in it. And this is very, very fluid. It's more runnier than water that we have down here on this planet, so we're ingesting that right now underneath our tongue. And you might find your saliva changing. They're bringing us another solution, and this solution kind of looks like a brownish color, and it does sparkle, and we're having that right now. about the same amount. And we're having another one brought to us right now, and this is pure white. And again, it's very, very liquid. And we're having that also. And we had a request to go into the room where our twin flame energy is. So what we'll do is we'll go into the room where you were created. This is a very, very special room. This is where you are in wholeness. Remember, you're down here without your twin flame energy, so you're only half here. The other half of you is somewhere else in the universe. But on the light ship, they can bring forth the whole you there because they have your spiritual blueprint. And this is what it is. This is not the Akashic records that are on the earth plane that we're talking about here. A lot of that information is just false teachings by the dark side, and it's only earth plane energies. But this is the true spiritual energy of who you are. So here we go. We're in this room right now. And as you look across the room, you're going to see yourself there. And I'll count to 10 as you come into yourself. And you're going to feel the energy down here if you're a feeling person. And here we go. 1. This is love comes walking in. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now let's put some music on so you can experience this here. Just a wonderful feeling of having yourself in wholeness. Remember, stay in your heart center. Another location on the light ship, and we'll go into the room where Jesus resides. If you would like to go there, we can. And here we go. We're going into a different part of the light ship, and we're going into this door now, and you're in front of Jesus at this very second. You might feel your body down here kind of tingle. And stay in your heart and request a healing. And ask for spiritual guidance. With Jesus now. We're going to bring in your own baby energy to you down here also. This is your pure love essence energy. It's going to come to you so you can actually see how much love you had for yourself and how you have for yourself right now. Remember, it's all that you can get to yourself is a lift of the energy of love and peace. This is all the lightship can really do to help you and for you to help yourself. This is where you want to be, is in this love energy. Your spirit knows all about it. Picard will come back from the light ship now. So you may be able to actually see the white light tunnel as you come down. Remember, you're in two places at once. Your vibration, and you're turned off and on and off and on, and when you're turned off, you're on the light ship. So you're on the light ship right now, and your animals and pets are now joining you, and you're also here at the same time. So we're coming back here down with your full body and consciousness, coming down, and now you're here. So the healings are between you and the light being doctors on the light ship. And if you're able to bring back information, that's wonderful. If you'd like to go to the bottom of the screen, Creation Light Ship Healing here, and type in a testimonial of what you experienced, that'd be wonderful. I love reading them. And I'll just be signing off here. So I hope all of you had a wonderful experience. And our next show will be Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. And if you're on the East Coast, I'll be at the New Life Expo at the New Yorker Hotel, middle of October. Thank you all for being with us tonight, and have a wonderful evening, and stay in your heart center, and see you later.